This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari initiative at Surat in Gujarat today through video conferencing. The initiative aligns with the ongoing Jal Shakti Abhiyan, Catch the Rain campaign, reinforcing Mr. Modi's vision of collaborative water management to ensure long-term water security. The initiative seeks to mobilize citizens, local bodies, industries and stakeholders in Gujarat to implement rainwater harvesting structures. Under this program, approximately 24,800 rainwater harvesting structures across Gujarat are being constructed with community partnership. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said floods in Andhra Pradesh damaged crops in 1.8 lakh hectares and affected about 2 lakh farmers as per initial estimates. Mr. Chauhan is on a two-day visit to Andhra Pradesh and Telangana to assess the flood situation. The Agriculture Minister assured of all help to the two states from the central government after completing the assessment of damages. Meanwhile, Union Finance Ministry has directed public sector insurance companies to provide full support to people affected by the floods in Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. In Telangana, the Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert in the region as more rains are likely over the next 5 days. The Weather Department has issued an orange alert in Jaishankar, Bhopalpalli and Mulugu districts, while a yellow alert has been issued for heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and strong winds for most parts of the state till Monday. In Andhra Pradesh, the Indian Army has been deployed to seal the major breach in the Burmeru Canal near Vijayawada and restore normalcy in the flood-affected regions. 40 Army engineers from the Indian Army Engineer Task Force were airlifted from Hakimpet to Vijayawada by an Indian Air Force AN-32 aircraft after the state government sought help from the Indian Army. Additional Army units are on standby for further deployment. In Jammu and Kashmir, scrutiny of nomination papers is taking place today for the second phase of assembly elections. 310 candidates have filed their nomination papers in this phase. Yesterday was the last date for the submission of papers. 26 assembly constituencies across 6 districts are going to polls in the second phase on the 25th of this month. 329 nomination papers have been filed by a total of 310 candidates for the second phase. Assembly polls in the Union Territory are taking place in 3 phases. Information and Broadcasting and Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav held a meeting with Japan's Digital Transformation Minister Taro Kono in Tokyo on strengthening of digital ties between the two countries. The two leaders explored avenues for collaboration and innovation in the digital landscape, focusing on futuristic technological advancements. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said India, Brazil and China can act as mediators in potential peace talks over the Ukraine crisis. Addressing the plenary session of the Eastern Economic Forum, the Russian president said leaders of India, Brazil and China are making a sincere effort to contribute to resolving the situation in Ukraine. Mr. Putin said he is in constant touch with the three countries over the Ukraine conflict as these nations are sincerely seeking to resolve all issues surrounding the conflict. In Kerala, Attam is being celebrated today, marking the beginning of the 10-day Onam festivities. At several places, floral carpets or pukkalams were laid out, symbolically welcoming King Mahabali, who was sent to the netherworld by Vamana, an incarnation of Lord Vishnu. Many people visited temples across the state. The famous Athachamayam procession, which features various cultural displays and traditional art forms, is being held at Tripunithura. At the ongoing Paralympic Games in Paris, Indian athletes will be aiming for top spots in athletics, canoe and powerlifting on the 9th day of the Games. In powerlifting, star Kasturi Rajamani will be in action in women's up to 67 kilograms final, while in athletics, Praveen Kumar will eye a medal in the final of men's high jump T64 event. Deepesh Kumar will also aim for a medal in the final of men's javelin throw F54. And with that, we end this news bulletin.